Hello, Audio Boo. It's the 28th of October 2015. I can't believe where this time's going. We woke up to this morning. Yep, the rain is back and a road sweeper outside. How can you sweep roads when it's raining? I've come on here to do a quick little update and to tell you about a quite scary experience, really. And hopefully it'll be sorted out today. But first, I had my aftercare on Friday just gone. On the 23rd, yeah. 6 weeks aftercare. Went well. Iris worked well. The instructor were pleased how she looks, how we're working together, how she's getting on with Johnny, how she's settling in. So that all went well. We're really pleased about that. I were hoping to go out today, but I think I'll have to wait for a gap because we're both just going to get absolutely soaking wet through otherwise. And it's somewhere I need to walk. I can't go on a bus. I can't even get to my bus stop yet because we've still got all... Oh, I don't know if I've told you all about that. We had some gas works done. We had to have a new pipe fitted to our gas meter. Well, everybody did. It's these new laws, apparently. So you come outside my gate and you turn left and there's a great big hole. In fact, you go further up road and there's a great big hole. You go around the corner and there's a great big hole. So I can't walk to bus stop or tram stop. I have to go a different way to the tram anyway. Bus stop, I have to go a really, really funny way to get to that. Anyway, so there's still big holes outside my house, even though they've filled a little bit in and put a board over it, but there's still barriers. So I can walk on this board, and I don't like doing that. I just didn't bother, it's just me. so I can get up the road. Anyway, I can't get to where I need to go on bus or on tram. I need to walk, and we're both going to get absolutely soaking, so I think I'll wait for a gap, as I've already said. Anyway, the scary thing. Today, our car is at the Vauxhall dealers having some parts replaced. Nothing scary about that, Claire. No, there isn't. But I'm not being dramatic when I tell you this. We were watching Watchdog, which is a consumer programme over here. And if you want to find it, you can get on BBC iPlayer. I'm not sure if it's audio described or not for those of you that need audio description or like audio description. So anyway, they have different things on each week, different articles and rogue traders and things like that. And it come up about these cars that set on fire. That's very dramatic. Vauxhall, yeah. Zafira, yep. B. Ah. Is it a certain year? No. It's the whole range from 2005 to 2014. The only ones that don't set on fire are the ones that have the auto air conditioning, which kicks in when your car reaches a certain temperature, which ours doesn't have. And it showed you these people and whose cars had set on fire, and what happens is smoke just starts coming out of the glove box area, dashboard area, where on passenger side and from the vents that are part of the heating and air conditioning system. They don't know, Vauxhall don't know exactly what's causing the fire, because these cars, once they've started smoking, they just burst into flames. And it engulfs the whole front of the car, mainly passenger side, but you know it spreads. One woman, bless her, it were that intense, the fire, it set fire to her house. So we were quite worried. Do we drive it? Do we not? What do we do? Do we have his air conditioning on? Which we don't know anyway because it's too cold. Do we have his heater on? Do we put fan on? What do we do? So we went to our local Vauxhall dealer, and it was a Sunday. And there were only salespeople there. There were no people on what they call the service side. So we couldn't book his car in to get it fixed or to even have a safety check on it. So the same questions. Do we drive it? Do we leave it? Well, what's the point in having a car that you can't drive or that you're scared to drive? I mean, as a driver, Dominic takes great care in the safety of his passengers. You know, he feels responsible when he's got people in his car. There's not only me that goes in our car. We have dogs in there as well. My dogs, our dogs. We have other people, passengers in our car, friends, family, other people's dogs. We have children in our car because we've got nieces, nephews. You know, it's scary. You know, if you've got to think, oh, hang on, I don't know when my car's going to set on fire. All I'll know is I'll see smoke and I've got to get my partner, dogs and 3 kids out at back. That's a hell of a worry. Why is it happening? Why has it taken so many, who knows how many cars to set on fire before this major car manufacturer or Vauxhall are doing something about it? You know, these are people's lives. It's people's lives. Cars are just metal. But that piece of metal, people get in and out of every day to go from A to B. You put your lives in how safe that car is. And when you don't feel safe in a car, you know, you're not going to drive it, are you? You're not going to get in. I mean, I know you could say that about everything. Nobody knows what's going to happen, and it's probably a good job that we don't. You could be crossing the road. You could be on a bus. You could be on a train. And if you thought like that, you'd never go anywhere. You could be even in your own house. So you can't think or feel like that all the time. But when you know it's your car and it could just randomly start setting on fire, that is a bit scary. So we took it back on Monday and he got it booked in. Well, they did a safety check on it. And they said, you know, don't have your fan on, don't have your air conditioning on, don't have your heater on, just put everything to zero. Does it squeak? Does it work on settings 1, 2, and 3? Don't put it on them. If you need to demist your windows, just put it on number 4, just put it straight on number 4. Don't have it on there long. So they're replacing parts today. Vauxhall have admitted they don't actually know what the cause of the fire is. So they're replacing what they think are the culprits or culprit for starting the fire. So it could be something to do with a fan motor, something to do with some resistors, something to do with a pollen filter, something to do with things getting blocked up. So who knows? But they're replacing all these things today in our car. So hopefully, touch wood. It's me! It's me! Hopefully. Shut up. Johnny, Iris. Hopefully, it'll come back. it's not gonna.